And welcome to Clover Heel Clinic. My name is Dr. Bailey, and I'll be the one attending to you today. Before we get started, I wanted to take a moment to thank you for your service. We weren't sure how many betas would sign up for an experiment like this. I know it's one of the more out there ones. A serum that allows you to become an Omega temporarily. But Dr. Sanchez, the woman at the head of this experiment, has found a market for this kind of a thing. So you don't have anything to worry about. You are in great hands. Opening up a wipey to sterilize the area. Have you been told what to expect from Omega Doll? It's going to shift your biology temporarily. Not only will you smell like an Omega to others, whatever you have is going to be replaced with Omega features. This means you'll feel the creation of an Omega channel. Your breasts might swell and become more sensitive. You might notice you have slightly bigger hips or your skin is softer to the touch. Any body hair might become lighter or sparser. And there have even been reports that it makes you a little bit shorter. On the mental side, you will find that you're doubting yourself more. You might defer to the closest alpha for advice. You might find that it's harder to ignore your baser needs, things like that. Now, all of that is perfectly natural for an Omega. If you decide to fight these instincts, it has been reported that they only get worse, so you better not. For all intents and purposes, you will be an Omega until the Omega doll wears off. Does that sound all right to you? Then let's get started. Take a deep breath for me. Good, good. That didn't hurt too badly, did it? Depending on how drastic the change is going to be, you may or may not feel the shift actually happening. It doesn't take long for it to actually hit your system. Dr. Sanchez made sure that the medicine is as fast acting as possible so that the takers get as much time on it as possible. We currently don't know how long the drug is going to last. See, everybody's body breaks it down a little bit differently. The minimum amount observed is 12 hours, and the maximum has been 31 days, or the entire length of a month. On the positive, that means that this medicine might be used in the future to help Omegas induce heat, you know, when they're having complications as well, but right now, its most staggering effect is being able to change nearly anyone, regardless of primary or secondary sex, to turn into an Omega. I mean, as we speak, your body is actively changing. Have you felt that tingling sensation in your body? It's not just your nerves going numb from laying on the bed for so long. It's your body starting to shift, beginning to change into an Omega. You probably haven't noticed because of your lack of clothes, but your nipples are hardening in the air despite the lack of stimulation. The temperature hasn't decreased either, meaning sensitivity to the erogenous zones is increasing. That's good. That's very, very good. It's a sign that the medicine is going to take. The worst that could have happened was no change at all, and we are well past that. You are going to temporarily be an Omega. How do you feel? I'm going to continue checking in throughout the transformation, making sure you're okay, that everything is going well. You'll notice that your nipple color has deepened quite a bit. It wouldn't be out of sorts for you to start producing milk as well. It's very common for omegas in heat to lactate. And this serum plunges your body into a heat-like state, regardless of your designation. We aren't sure if your body will behave like a traditional Omegas during this. While the body seems to believe it is going through one, and it is tricked into being an Omega temporarily, we are unaware if, say, you got knocked up, if the changes would remain permanent. More research is needed before we make Omegadol public, which is another reason for these trials. Your service is going to help millions of like-minded individuals find enjoyment. Now, I'm going to ask some very basic stuff of you. You are going to perform each task to the best of your ability. For starters, can you follow my finger? Using only your eyes, watch me move my finger back and forth. Now side to side. Very good. Now like this. That's right. Up and down. Track my finger. Very good. Your vision is staying steady. That's a great sign. Earlier versions of the medication had temporary blindness as a side effect. You wouldn't believe how positive that was for certain individuals. Next, I need to listen to your breathing. Can you take a deep breath for me? Inhale. Very good. Now hold it. Keep holding it. That's good. Now let it out for me. Yeah, there you go. Let's do that again. Deep breath in. And breathe out. Yes. One more time. Breathe in. And breathe out. Very good. Everything sounds normal. Nothing too different is happening in your lungs despite the outward changes. Your hips have started to grow in size. Your chest is getting a bit heavier. Good, good. What is this? Droplets of milk start to form against your nipples. You feel a cavity starting to deepen between your legs. Your body is creating a proper Omega channel, something we normally shorten to cunt. A bit different from a pussy, obviously. The Omega channel is designed purely for pleasure with only one purpose: taking nuts from alphas. You've read about it in school, haven't you? And now you can feel yourself growing one. The walls are a bit spongier, have a sort of texture to grip onto the cock better, to keep the cum inside you. The hole deepens so that you can take the cock and the knots. Beta bodies aren't meant to take cock, and they're definitely not meant to take a knot. So taking one in your natural state would lead to tearing, blood, and quite a bit of pain. But Omegas can handle it all naturally. As you lay on your back, your body heating up from the physical changes, you find your mind starting to laser in on that one feeling. How wet your cunt is. Knew you were going to be getting an Omega channel. Had a feeling you were going to be taking a knot. That is what the papers prepared you for. You just didn't realize you were going to be taking a knot as an Omega, did you? You don't have to worry, sweetheart. I'm going to walk you through it so that it's not too much for your newly formed Omega instincts. There has been some correlation that states the more alpha cum you take in this state, the longer it lasts. But they're just, well, there hasn't been enough testing to say whether this is the truth or just an odd coincidence. I have an hypothesis that those that enjoy the feeling of being an Omega tend to stay in this form longer. Subconsciously wanting to stay like this for as long as possible would keep it in your system longer, hypothetically at least. I mean, there are weirder things that have happened with the human body. But I don't want you to think that I'm boring you with all these stories. Not when you feel your chest starting to leak. There are so much more important matters, aren't there? Droplets of milk continue to form. Your body sinks further into its transformation. You are well on your way to presenting as an Omega. Would you look at that? The scent in the room is starting to change. Going from an almost clinical clean to this sweet smell. You find yourself spreading your legs in an invitation. It's getting to be too difficult to just sit still, isn't it? Showing off your new cunt, you can feel yourself dripping onto the table underneath you. Your own horniness makes it impossible for you to even care how depraved you're acting. Just know that you want to try out this new feature, don't you? Now you know what it means when Omegas say it hurts to be empty. You didn't know need could feel anything like this. You need something inside you. It's the only thing that can distract you. The only thing that can make you feel good. Probably wouldn't even need the mental side effects to get you to want a knot. You would be a proper bitch and just start begging for it, wouldn't you? Melting into the bliss that is being an Omega, you start to forget that you were never one to begin with. It's starting to feel like this is all you have ever known. Omegan instincts start to come out. Before the injection, you couldn't even smell me. Beta's noses being much less sensitive and all. But now the distinct smell of coffee hits your nose, causing a fresh gush of slick. How are you feeling, sweetheart? Your breasts must feel so heavy, so full of milk. Do you want some relief? Alpha can give it to you. Leaning over, you feel my mouth attached to your nipple. Starting to suck. Oh, absolutely delicious, sweetheart. Taking just a bit of milk. Just enough to make you comfortable. Wanna keep your chest nice and full. Good Omega's always full of milk. Switching my mouth to the other side. You can't help but close your eyes at the relief that I bring. Licking your nipple between my teeth, encouraging more milk out. Oh, such a good milk, bitch. Making Alpha feel so good. My cock getting harder the more I swallow. Letting me have my fill. What a good Omega. I bet that feels a bit better, doesn't it? No longer about to burst. You watch as I reposition myself above you, lining up my cock with your Omega channel. Jesus Christ. Do you know how wet you are? You're absolutely soaked, sweetheart. only thing that's going to make you feel better is being filled, huh? Oh, it's a good thing I have what you need. As your doctor, I need to make sure your Omega channel is functioning properly. We need to know what kind of a success rate the serum has. So far, everything is working as intended. Slick production is good. The cunt feels tight. Even your brain isn't putting up much of a fight. If this is successful, more betas like yourself will be able to experience the joys of being an Omega. Without good your Omega channel feels, there really is no difference between this and a naturally presented one. Your biology seems to welcome the change, almost excited for this kind of a shift. I've never felt a need this intense. Didn't know emotions could feel like this. You're practically drowning in pleasure as my cock thrusts in and out of your needy hole. Take me so easily. You're just happy to feel full. Didn't think you could ever need something inside you, but then again, you've never been an Omega before. Now that you've experienced what it's like to be in the beginning stages of heat, what it's like to be a good bitch, you're going to seek out this serum, aren't you? Not going to be able to go back to being a beta without thinking about this. Something just feels right. Though that could be the serum talking. You don't care. Either way, you focused all your attention on taking my cock, on making Alpha feel good. That's what an Omega is for, right? Listen to you, moaning in agreement. Can you even speak? Oh, do you not trust your voice? Oh, I mean, how could you? You're feeling too good to make proper words. Every thrust causes you to gasp. Gives away just how good it feels to be fucked like a proper bitch. Can't help but arch into my touch as you feel one of my hands start to play with your breasts. Pinching your nipple, milk begins to spill out. Oh, yes. Love being an Omega bitch so much. Didn't realize it would feel this good to take an Alpha's cock to do as you're told. Going back to being a beta is going to feel boring after this, isn't it? I've spent so much time around other betas, really only considering a beta as someone to date. Now that you're with an Alpha, you aren't sure if you're going to be able to go back. Never even tried to fuck an Omega before. You know how jealous Alphas can get, and it just wasn't worth it. So territorial over available Omegas, but now you know why. Theta couldn't make an Omega feel like this, could they? It's why Alphas go with Omegas, and Betas go with other Betas. But maybe if you like it so much, I can pitch to Dr. Sanchez to keep you here at Cloverheel Clinic. You could be our first volunteer to be given the serum every day. I could closely monitor you, watch to see what changes are permanent and which go away. The injection might be able to shift your biology permanently with enough use. Could be used as a shortcut to pitch someone. Can already imagine the market around something like that. After all, you're enjoying yourself, aren't you? Which means that others would too. Every thrust inside you pushes you that much closer to the edge. My hand continues to tease your tits, letting the milk start to caress down your body. The warm, white ambrosia only encourages you to rock your hips against me, to try to take me deeper, pressing against your G-spots. You start to reach for yourself, trying to stroke yourself in time with the thrusts. You don't need to do that, sweetheart. You're an Omega now. You don't need to worry about making sure you come with Alpha. Your body is going to do that for you. You're going to come when I do. Going to feel my knot push inside you. And that's when you're going to see stars. Don't worry. I've got you, Omega. Alpha's going to make sure you can come from just a knot alone. It's one of the tests that doctors give Omegas, you know, to see how much they're worth. And you're going to be given the same. It only makes sense. You're an Omega, aren't you? You've got an Omega channel-like one. You've grown birthing hips and heavy breasts. And that doesn't even mention how wet you are. Oh, getting closer. You wrap your arms around me, bringing me closer. It's the only thing you can do since you aren't allowed to touch yourself. It feels so good to be fucked like this. Going to have such a hard time returning back to your status. Back to being a beta. I mean, it feels good to come as a beta, but it's nothing like this. Your nerves feel like they're on fire as you find yourself desperate for some sort of relief. Oh, trying to get closer, further from it. You don't know. You just find yourself rocking, unable to stay still. My hand twists your nipple as more milk spills out of it. Such a wet, sticky mess, clenching around my cock. You hate being empty for even a second. Oh, filthy Omega. Just how you deserve to be. It only makes you get that much closer, doesn't it? Oh, feeling my knots start to grow inside you. It gets thicker with every thrust. Fucking into your cunt without a care for your own needs. Oh, you're getting closer. Don't even have to touch yourself as you bury your face into my neck. Oh, yes. Oh, it's all right. moan as loud as you need. These rooms are soundproof, sweetheart. Dr. Sanchez was smart enough to think ahead, to let bitches like yourself keep some semblance of dignity. Enjoying yourself a little too much. It doesn't matter in here. It will be our secret. Thought you were full before, but my cock doesn't even compare to my knots. Almost twice as thick. It gets difficult to take, but you manage it. Making Alpha so proud. What a good Omega you make. Maybe you weren't supposed to be a beta. This serum is a way for you to get the help you need. And who knows? Maybe if I give it to you enough, the changes will stick. Only time will tell, and you're going to be coming back to me. This cock feels too fucking good. A horny bitch like you is always going to come back. It's the only thing you want. It's the only thing you can think about. You're going to be a good Omega and come with Alpha, aren't you? Not getting so thick. Oh, you're gonna come with me. You're not gonna fight it. You've learned this. Let go, Omega. Show Alpha how good it feels to be fucked for real. Show me how appreciative you are. Let go. Go with me. On a scale of 1 to 10, how are you doing? Good, good. You are responding very well to the serum. I think we can consider this a success. Now, as this serum is still in its infancy stages, I cannot tell you how long you are going to feel like this. Nor can I tell you how long the changes are going to last. As I mentioned earlier, everyone's body breaks it down differently. There are multiple factors that go into how long the serum is going to last. That being said, with how well you've taken to it, I wouldn't be surprised if you lasted on the longer side. Not that you're complaining. You're enjoying your time as an Omega, aren't you? Just remember it's temporary. If you want to keep feeling like this, you're going to have to sign up for more trials. We aren't sure what the implications would be to keep someone in this state. But if you wanted to be the guinea pig, I can always ask Dr. Sanchez if she would agree. She would probably want to meet you herself before making any decision, though. Should I talk to her on your behalf, sweetheart? I was hoping you would say that. Either way, you are staying at the facility for the next few days. If you remember the sheet you signed when you came in, you agreed to stay overnight for observation. You also agreed to stay longer than overnight if the serum hasn't worked its way through your system. You're staying here until your body reverts back to being a beta. But don't worry. The longest it has ever taken someone to revert back after one dose is a month. I don't think it's going to take you that long, but... then again, I haven't seen anyone respond as easily as you did. Like your body was begging for a shift in the right direction. tired of falling between Alpha and Omega. Having a knot inside you feels better than anything you've done with a Beta, hasn't it? If you want to keep feeling this way, you just have to stay at the facility. It would just be a bit more paperwork, that's all. And it's really not much. Just a few signatures here and there, and then you would be good to go. Since I'm knotted inside you, I can't get it right now, but once the knot goes down, I would have no problems getting those sheets for you. You wouldn't be the first volunteer to request more visits. Now, I would be very happy to work with you, observing all the different ways the serum affects a Beta whose body clearly wants to be an Omega. So how does that sound to you? Sounds like a plan, sweetheart. I can't wait to see what kind of bitch you're going to become. Something tells me you are never going to want to go back.